This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for November 2013. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, and on the international scene...
Ham radio emergency communications efforts continue in the Philippines. The International Space Station celebrates 15 years on orbit. Wake Island commemorative operation ends with over 100,000 contacts, and a mega launch puts 29 new satellites on orbit.
Yes, that and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. First in tonight's lineup is presidential comment. Here's NZART President Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. Vaughan?
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. It looks like the digital switchover and turning off of the last of the analog TV transmitters is proceeding on schedule, freeing up the whole of the 6-metre band at the end of November. I know many of you in the northern half of the North Island are waiting for the opportunity to get back onto 6 metres, and that the rest of the country is already enjoying the use of this band. Also, thanks to radio spectrum management, we will no longer need a permit to operate effective Friday the 6th of December. The 70 centimetre band plan review is progressing quite well, although it has taken longer than expected. A further revision is due out via InfoLine in the near future and will include provision for narrowband ATV. Please have a further careful look at the next revision and send your comments to the review committee. I'd like to thank all those who have responded positively to the review and provided well-reasoned arguments for the changes that have been incorporated. Another band plan alteration which has been proposed by FIMTAG affects a 1 MHz portion of the 9 cm band from 3400 to 3401 MHz. This change is proposed to allow for the establishment of a 9 cm beacon. Please have a look at the information in the last info line and send your comments to FIMTAG. Remits are another matter that branches should consider at this time of year. By the time you hear this, I realise that for many clubs, the formal meetings are over for the year and the last meeting of the year will be some form of Christmas social. However, can I encourage you to give some thought to ideas and ways that we can improve our association? If you have any such suggestions, please put them into the form of a remit and send it to Debbie at headquarters before the 31st of December. Remits are the best method for bringing new ideas to our association's annual general meeting. They are your opportunity to influence the future direction of amateur radio in New Zealand. As I've mentioned previously, planning is underway for a joint activity with the Wireless Institute of Australia to promote the centenary of the first landings at Gallipoli. This takes place over Anzac Weekend 2015. A special call sign incorporating the word Anzac has been approved by our Ministry for Heritage and Culture, although the final okay for this will have to come from Radio Spectrum Management. I'm still finalising the details of how this will work with the Wireless Institute of Australia, so more details to follow. But for now, if you're planning on being in Turkey for the 100-year commemoration, I'd like to hear from you. The Turkish Amateur Radio Society will have a commemorative station operating from a location nearby, and if all works out as planned, there will be an opportunity to use that station. Finally, a reminder that Blenheim is the venue for our 2014 Annual General Meeting and Conference, which will be held as usual over Queen's Birthday weekend. Look out for more details on the conference, accommodation and travel in an upcoming issue of Break-In. Thanks for listening, and it's back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Vaughan, the President of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. From the VHF-UHF-SHF Contest Committee, a reminder, the Field Day Contest, all bands 50 MHz and up, is on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of December. Remember that for all VHF, UHF and above contests, the operating periods are 1700 to 2300 on the Saturday and 0700 to 1300 hours on the Sunday. The contest rules are available at www.vhf.org.nz. And it's off to Upper Hutt we go now, and a very good evening to our NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I recently sent out reminder invoices to a considerable number of members to ensure that you have time to pay before the rebate period of the 30th of November closes. As often happens, some of you may have paid your subscription directly into our bank account or posted a cheque or given credit card details on or around this time, which will mean that your payment and the invoice have crossed in the mail, so to speak. If you're unsure whether you have paid, please drop me a line on nzart.hq@clear.net.nz so I can confirm receipt of payment. Otherwise, you can wait for the December issue of break-in, which will have updated subscription expiry dates of the 31st of December 2014. There is a typo in the email address on the form. There should not be a T at the end of clear.net.nz. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank all those people who place We Well Wish notes on their subscription payments. I would love to take the time to write to each of you personally, but alas, there are just not enough hours in the day. Rest assured, your messages make me smile at just the right time. Also, to those who for one reason or another are resigning from the association, some of you have been members for a very long time. Therefore, I do appreciate the decision to resign your membership must be difficult. Please be assured, my silence is not because I don't care. Indeed, I would love the time to write back to you all and thank you for the years of commitment to the association and wish you well. Please know that your contribution to the association and all that you have undertaken in the name of NZART will be greatly missed. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. December the 18th this year is the centenary of both VLA, Awanui Radio, and VLB, Awarua Radio. The Far North District's Amateur Radio Club, Branch 78 NZART in Awanui, will be celebrating the centenary by using the ZL100 VLA call sign on the air, operating phone and CW from the 1st of December through February the 28th, 2014. That call sign to listen for, ZL100 VLA. For a look now at amateur radio news on the international scene, we join Newsline's Jeff Clark, K8JAC.
Boat's typhoon rescue radio efforts continue in the Philippines. We get the latest from Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
One of the most powerful storms ever recorded hit the central Philippines on November 8th, with 314 kilometre per hour winds that killed about 4,000 people, swept away coastal villages and devastated main cities. The Philippines Amateur Radio Association, PARA, and its ham emergency radio operation, HERO Network, continued to provide emergency communications, although some communications and limited power have recently been restored in many disaster areas. HERO stations have worked with authorities, including the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council, the National Telecommunications Commission, NTC, local communities, and non-government organizations. Raymond Ann Quillen, DU1UGZ, Vice Chief Operating Officer of PARA, reports that many are active throughout the archipelago, including in most typhoon disaster areas. The news media has taken an interest, with Raymond DU1UGZ being interviewed, including twice on the BBC and also a US network. Nathan, DU5AOK in Tacloban, and Raymond have also been on radio stations DZBB, interviewed by the program anchor Kiku Flores. In one interview, Raymond, DU1UGZ, told how people queued up at a HERO station to get their health and welfare messages out. He knew amateur radio emergency communications were effective, and the results saw many tearful moments when the messages got through. Raymond DU1UGZ said that a group from Don Bosco Technical College, Manila, including a radio amateur Ray DV1DWJ, has reached Borangan and the HERO station of Leicester, DV5PO. With them was fuel for a generator, and he assisted them to set up an HF station. On the Cebu side, Paul Kelly, retired US Colonel, DU7/N1PK, is assisting the Don Bosco effort. Para Chief Financial Officer Jojo DU1VHY is a Don Bosco alumni and coordinating its involvement. In other reports, another group, Fair 8 of Diplog City with Roy Garabinera, DV8BQI, is on a relief mission in Cebu. Roy has roots there and will be on HF. In coming days, the CARL Club relief effort headed by Sydney Tan, DW7EEE, will join Ham Club Reconmace in the municipality of Dunbantian at the northern part of Cebu Island. Reconmace is assisting a French medical mission at Santa Fe, Buntian Island. A French ham operator, Dennis Ramelet, F5PXF, has asked Para to monitor and assist medical teams on Santa Fe Island in Buntian. Raymond DU1UGZ said the relief operators for Tacloban have arrived and backed up Nathan DU5AOK, who has been the hero signal in the town. With thanks to Jim Linton, VK3PC, for the information in this report, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson, New Zealand, for the Amateur Radio Newsline.
The International Telecommunications Union, headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland, has sent communications assistance in the form of satellite communications equipment to the areas ravaged by Typhoon Haiyan. Also, some hams have asked how to directly aid their counterparts in the Philippines. You can find that information on the web. Phonetically, here it is, papaalpharadioalpha.org/papahotel. The International Space Station celebrated its 15th birthday on Wednesday, November 20th, this marking the day in 1998 when a rocket lifted to orbit the first piece of what is now the largest man-made structure ever built in space. The International Space Station began construction with the arrival on orbit of the Russian-built Zarya module. This led to the ongoing international mission to build the orbital outpost one piece at a time. Today, the ISS is about the size of a football field with roughly the same amount of livable space as a six-bedroom house. Amateur radio became a part of the space station 2 weeks after the first two licensed ham radio operators took up residence in it on Expedition 1. Since then, hams have taken part in all 38 expeditions to this point. Five different space agencies representing 15 countries have contributed to the construction of the $100 billion orbital outpost. The long-awaited K9W Wake Atoll commemorative de-expedition is now a part of ham radio history. The operators went QRT on Friday, November 15, local Wake Island time. During their operation, the operators put over 100,000 QSOs from 186 discrete DXCC entities in their logbook. The K9W operators say that they're grateful for the opportunity to have honored the forgotten 98 during the de-expedition. For more details on this historic operation, along with QSL routing and any further updates, please visit the K9W webpage at www.wake2013.org. A large number of CubeSats carrying amateur radio payloads were launched from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia. The launch occurred at 0115 UTC November 19 using an Orbital Sciences Minotaur 1 that carried among its payloads a high school student-built satellite. Designated as JT-3SAT, it was designed, constructed, and tested by students at the Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology in Alexandria, Virginia. This is the first time ever that a satellite designed and built by high school students has been launched into Earth orbit. In all, there were 29 satellites on the launch vehicle, of which a dozen operate on amateur satellite service frequencies. Radio amateurs from around the world have reported receiving signals from many of the satellites. For the latest news on all the new birds, check out the DK3WN satellite blog at dk3wn.info. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Jeff Clark, K8JAC, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2013, all rights reserved.
Thank you, Jeff, and as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Now, here's a date to enter in your junk sale diary for 2014. Yes, it's early notice of the Te Puke Amateur Radio Club's junk sale to be held on Saturday, the 1st of March 2014 at the Paengaroa Community Hall, Old Coach Road in Paengaroa. Now, for further information and table bookings, you can phone 07 533 1029. 07 533 1029 or email sid.rowe@connect.co.nz. sid.rowe@connect.co.nz. And Connect is spelt K-I-N-E-C-T. Kilo India November Echo Charlie Tango. .co.nz. It's time now for a Waro update, and away we go to the North Shore of Auckland and say welcome to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everybody. Waro's YL Activity Week starts tonight and continues each night until Sunday the 1st of December. It's open to all licensed YLs, not just Waro members. Do take advantage of the opportunity to come up on the air and make contact with other YLs. Look for stations each night between 8 and 9pm, on 80 metres around 3.695, on 20 metres and also on the national system and local repeaters. It's not a contest, but if you like to make a list of the YLs you've contacted during this time and send it off to Lynette ZL1LL, a certificate will be awarded to the YL who makes the most contacts. A get-together and luncheon for the ZL1 area YLs and their OMs is to be held at the QTH of Biney, ZL2AZY, and Mervyn, ZL2AVY, at Porongia on Saturday the 26th of January. Aim to arrive about 11am. Details will be in the Waro Bulletin, which will reach you very soon. Please note on your 2014 calendar that the Thelma Super Memorial Contest will be held on the later dates of the 10th and 11th of May. You might like to know about YL Nets on VHF, which operate in various areas of the country. In the Auckland area, YLs have a net on Sunday nights on the 146900 repeater at 1900 hours. On weekdays, a YL group also uses the 146900 repeater at 1900 hours. And this repeater can be accessed over a wide area from the Waikato through to north of Auckland and across to Thames. In the Nelson area, there's an AGS net for YLs held on Wednesday nights at 1930 hours on the 147025 repeater. Do check in if you're passing through the area during the holidays. That's all from Waro for November. Good night all.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News Time. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Just a few items this evening. We start from way up north, where the annual general meeting of the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28 and ZART, will be held at the club rooms in Heritage Park on Wednesday, the 4th of December, immediately following the club meeting, which will begin at 7:30 p.m. From the 29er, newsletter of NZART Branch 29 North Shore. On Monday, December the 2nd, the branch will have a Christmas supper. See your newsletter for details. The next branch meeting of the Gisborne Amateur Radio Club, Branch 11 NZART, will be on Wednesday the 11th of December at the Bryce Street Scout Hall. The evening will see a demonstration of a fibre optic cable jointing machine. Hutt Valley Branch 18 has their annual Beano on Monday the 2nd of December at the club rooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in the service lane off Birch Street in Waterloo. The Wellington Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 50, has no club meeting in December. Instead, on Tuesday the 3rd of December, there will be a meal and movie for members and their wives at Time Cinema. See your newsletter for details. And finally, to Christchurch West Amateur Radio Club, Branch 56. There will be a Christmas party for the branch, which will be held on Tuesday, the 10th of December. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters Info Line will be emailed Friday, the 6th of December. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 22nd of December. That's the Sunday before Christmas, the 22nd of December. Until then, this is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for November 2013. Good night, everyone. Good night now.